The first reading is a reading from the beginning of the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true child in faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor, an arrogant man, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. Indeed, the grace of our Lord Jesus has been abundant along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot. You are my inheritance, O Lord. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. You are my inheritance, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, and when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, receive the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. And so again we see gentle and loving Jesus, who's just being really nice to everybody, not wanting to cause any waves. And he says, "You hypocrite!" So he says that to us today. Doesn't it make you feel all good inside when Jesus says these type things to us? But he's trying to get us to, before we start judging everybody else and judge the world, we look at ourselves first. And like yesterday, I didn't have this mass, but I preached and put it on the thing. But I just think if we all would sit there and just spend time with yesterday's readings, we would never get off focusing on how we still have to change. You know, when Paul says to them, be compassionate, have heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bear with one another, loving one another, and forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven you. And over all these things, put on love. So you sit there and you think, am I compassionate? Am I kind? Am I da-da-da? And you go, oh, okay, I can't say anything to anybody else. And then when we sit there and think, oh, yeah, I can say lots to people, then he says, Jesus says to us, I say to you, love your enemies. Do I love my enemies? Well, not really. Well, then how can I say anything to anybody else? Right? Because I'm not loving my enemies. And this is a command from Jesus Christ himself. This isn't Paul. This isn't someone else. This isn't some saint. This is Jesus. It says, I want you to love your enemies. Pray for those who hate you. Do good to those who persecute you. Really give to everyone who asks. Everyone. It says, do not give to everyone who asks. Do we do these things? And yet, is this not our Lord and our God speaking to each of us every day? And we listen to what we want to, and we dismiss everything else. So Jesus calls us today, let's start with ourselves. Let's take yesterday's readings and meditate on them and see how my life compares to what Jesus and Paul was calling me to. That'll give us so much to focus on, we'll never be able to say anything about anybody. We don't want to be fully hypocrites. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us give to God these, our needs and our petitions. We pray as